This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Iraq, separate incidents have left at least 8 Iraqi policemen and 2 U.S. soldiers dead. In the first attack in Fallujah, U.S. soldiers opened fire on 3 Iraqi police vehicles pursuing what were described as bandits. The second incident occurred in Ramadi. The U.S. military said 9 Americans were wounded in an exchange of gunfire. 2 later died of their wounds. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. It's a bloody 24 hours in the Sunni Triangle in central Iraq.
Absolutely, Bob. 3 separate shooting incidents in neighboring towns to the west of the Iraqi capital in just the last 24 hours. We're getting conflicting reports on the battle that erupted in Fallujah today. The Iraqi police say that they were pursuing car thieves. They were passing nearby the Jordanian hospital in Fallujah when they say American troops opened fire on them. And doctors are telling journalists in Fallujah, as well as the Iraqi police, that 8 police officers were killed in that exchange. The U.S. military is off. Their version conflicts sharply with this. They say that their own troops came under fire near the Jordanian hospital, and that in the resulting exchange of gunfire, 1 American soldier was injured, and 5 so-called neutral individuals were also injured. No further details being offered from the U.S. military spokesman on this incident. The incident in Ramadi to the west of Fallujah, U.S. military says American troops were conducting a pre-dawn raid when some kind of gun battle erupted, and 9 American soldiers were injured, taken to hospital, and 2 later died of their wounds. This follows an attack yesterday near Fallujah where gunmen ambushed a U.S. military convoy and left 1 U.S. soldier injured, according to the U.S. military, and several American military vehicles destroyed.
This first incident is a case of what the military calls friendly fire, and not the first in Iraq.
No, it's not the first between Iraqi police, who are paid for and equipped by the U.S. occupation, and American troops. The American official who was in charge with setting up the Iraqi police in the months after the war, he says that his biggest fear was what he called blue-on-blue incidents, and he said there had been a number of them when American troops did not recognize his policemen. And it's not hard to imagine this happening in Fallujah. That's been a hotbed of resistance to the U.S. occupation almost since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. So I can imagine U.S. troops jittery, coming under frequent attack in that town, seeing several cars full of gunmen driving past, not difficult to imagine them opening fire. Iraqi police on their hospital beds in Fallujah, who were injured in the resulting exchange, they said after the American troops opened fire, even though they came up to them and asked them to stop, saying they were police, it took as long as an hour before the U.S. troops stopped shooting.
And this is happening at a time when Shiite religious leaders want the Americans to hand over security responsibility to their militias.
Absolutely. In the wake of a disastrous bombing last month in the holy city of Najaf, which killed a major Shia cleric and political leader and injured and killed more than 100 Iraqis, a key Shia leader today, he criticized what he called wrong policies from the U.S. military, saying you don't need the army to be doing this. We want militias, our forces, to be maintaining security throughout the country. And this has been backed up by a Kurdish leader blaming a recent attack in Kurdish-held northern Iraq, a car bomb, on U.S. forces not providing good enough security in that region. He wants his forces to provide security there.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.